just want to sit.
Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
There is love in the air.
Oh, okay.
We are Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller.
Hello.
That is Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
That is Ryan McGibney.
Yo.
So before we get to Holly's date that everyone is anticipating to know the details about, Ryan, how are you?
I'm tired.
You look like you have been through the storm and back.
I mean, we worked Next Big Thing for 97X over the weekend.
You did?
Yeah, I mean, everybody.
Except for Holly. Yeah.
I didn't.
Holly, why didn't you work Next Big Thing?
Why didn't you work Next Big Thing?
I was sick, girl. I was at home.
I mean, I wasn't there nearly as long as other people were, but it's still tiring.
Yeah. We worked it last year, and it's a long, long day. We didn't even stay the whole time.
No. I was there 17 hours Saturday. But I know people that were there the night before and the day after. So.
Right.
Jeez.
No, you know, the thing is, I was planning on like going to it to enjoy it, and then I didn't do that either. But I did
feel bad looking at everybody's Facebooks Sunday morning. I saw it, and I was like, I felt bad. But it just happened to land on the same weekend like it did last year that we do for St. Pete Pride, the red and green fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's like a big fundraiser they do for Pride. And so last year I did Next Big Thing in the morning, and then I did the red and green party, and it was just really exhausting. And I'm sick this year.
Yeah.
So I was like, doing both of them, I was like, that there's just no way.
It would have been too much.
Yeah.
I don't really have an excuse. I just felt like I didn't know because last year we handled Snapchat, which I was pretty decent at, but now I feel like there's way better people to do Snapchat than me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. It's not like a requirement, so I just didn't do it.
It was all good.
Listen, I'm a dude. What did you do? How did you work the event?
I was doing video for clients.
Okay.
For like the sponsors.
Okay.
So all the moments, like when you go and pick out people to meet the bands or upgrade somebody to from lawn to pit tickets and whatnot, I would get video and just sort of go around and get all the tents and their setups too, so they have record of it.
What was the biggest band there?
The headliner was 1975.
Mm.
Personally, I like Luis Del Mar.
Mm-hmm.
He played on the second stage, sort of in like the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one?
Who?
I don't know.
Well, Capital Cities was there.
Yeah, Capital Cities. I saw them
Safe and
from
Sound?
Backstage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's not really my thing, though.
Oh.
Oh, why
not? But they were good.
Why not?
It's just sort of like electropop stuff.
I don't really like that.
Like the 1975 is cool. I know a lot of people like them. It sounds good, but to me, like their light show is really awesome. So I got some cool pictures. But like as for like the music on stage, not really my thing.
That's a hard transfer though, too.
But they did a good job, and it. Everybody else was stoked about it.
So. It seemed like everybody had a fun time there doing it, just from the pictures and everything. And the Next Big Thing, in case you don't know, our sister station, 97X, they put on this huge, huge show. It's their biggest thing they do ever. And technically in our cluster of radio stations that we have, a huge show that corporate flies in for, and that everyone has a great time. And it's at the amphitheater. And so it's a huge, huge deal. And so I always congratulate them when they do that, because that's a major feat for a radio station to put on a show like that, and that they don't hire like outside people to do it, that they do it all from here, right here. So it was really cool.
Yeah.
So, well, good. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Well, Holly.
Yeah.
Now it's time to get to the bottom.
What? This is a terrible song to play for this. I feel like someone has died.
I didn't think of something. I don't have my normal buttons, my normal music, so I was like, what's
this? This isn't a good one. Let me tell, this was a bad choice.
Come on, Holly.
And I think to myself,
this is how you felt Sunday after both your dates.
What a wonderful world.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Holly, you went on two dates this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
With the guy that you met in July, and y'all went to lunch. And then you sort of fell out of contact because you all couldn't organize a date.
No, we couldn't. Like, we made four other date plans. And, like, the first one I had to cancel because my daughter was sick. Then the next one he had to cancel because his son was sick. And then the next one, I don't even remember who canceled that one. And then the fourth one he had to cancel because of something with his son. And so after that one, which I, the first couple, like, here's the thing. It takes me a while to know someone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I've always had a hard time dating. Because if I just meet up with a stranger and, like, have a quick date with them, I'm like, what am I supposed to do now with this?
Right.
Like,
you're sort of like, I don't understand. I don't know you.
I don't feel you.
I
have the option of going out with this stranger again or eating lunch with Miguel and Ryan. I'm going to pick Miguel and Ryan every time because I know you and I know what to expect.
Right.
I don't know this stranger, and it feels so arduous to have to go and just, you know, do that. So that's why I have a hard time. So, you know, after the date in July, which went well, I mean, it's not like it was bad.
Right.
But I just, you don't know someone. So then we were like, here's my thing with when I met him on Match, because I was on Match for a very short time. He sent, like, good messages that weren't it really walked the nice line of, like, not being creepy, but still, like, okay, I do know that you're Holly from the radio, so, like,
right.
Let's get that out of the way. So it wasn't creepy about it, though, and then just, like, funny, and, like, we were able to keep the messages going.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was how the date was, too. And I was like, there was something. I was like, I need to keep this in a pocket somewhere. Like, put it in a back pocket.
Yeah, because you did. I mean, this whole time you've been saying, like, I feel like I need to go out on one more date.
Right.
And the whole time I was like, listen, if you're not feeling him,
right.
Drop it and move on to the next one. But you said, I need to let it percolate a little bit.
I did, because I know me. I do know me. And I was like, even if, like, right off the bat, I wasn't, like, you know, ready to be like, oh, my God, this is it.
Right.
Something. I was like, I just need to give myself some time.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking know me. So anyway, after all those times of not being able to get together, I was actually starting to get a little irritated. And after the final time when he couldn't get together, and then I was just sitting at my house the rest of that evening watching Nightmare Before Christmas. Mentally, I was like, this is it.
I'm done.
And even Miguel, because we talked about it on that podcast, and you guys were like, cut it off, be done. I was like, that's it, I'm done with it. Not that it was his fault, by the way.
Right.
It was his kid. So anyway, then he like texted me again around, like, right before Thanksgiving. And we've always had a good text exchange. So we start texting more over Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to do this one more time. So we texted more and more, and I started to get really excited about Friday's date, and I was like, I swear to God, this doesn't happen.
Oh.
But it did.
Mm-hmm.
It went well.
Okay, so where was the date?
Sea Salt.
Now, that's the expensive-ass place.
Jesus.
At Sundial.
Yes.
That's, like, it's in the same plaza as Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Correct.
Which is very expensive. So you're not going there to drop $20 on a plate of food. It's, like, $40, $50.
The bill, like, I didn't tell him that I saw what it was.
How much was it?
I'm like, it makes me nauseous how much it was.
How much was the bill?
You're not going to believe
that. Oh, my gosh. How much was it?
$146.
What?
I was sick about it. I was like, oh, my God.
What did you eat?
And that's the thing. Everything is so expensive.
Did you get a bunch of drinks?
I got two drinks, and the damn drinks were probably like $12, $15. Ugh. So that's the problem. And then,
man, I bet he was thinking he was getting something.
I don't know. Was he?
Okay.
$140?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I
never assumed that.
I want a little tickle of the balls or something. Stop for $140.
It. Stop.
A little slap and tickle.
Okay, a little something, something. So $140. So now what? How was the date? So you all get there to the place, and then you sit down, and then what's the conversation?
It just flowed. I mean, we definitely the jokes were made that, you know, this had been 6 months in the making, the whole thing. And so we just talked about everything, like work and our kids and just stuff. I don't even remember. And we had drinks, and then we were like, well, let's go out, because it was first Friday in downtown St. Pete. So then we just kind of bar hopped for a little bit after that. What? Why are you?
Nothing.
Why are you just mm-hmming with a smile?
I'm listening to what you're saying.
Okay, so then we're drinking in St. Pete, and we both were kind of tipsy.
And you're on Central Ave, I'm assuming.
literally on Central Avenue.
And so what set the scene for me, because it's First Friday, so there are a lot of people in the street, literally. Which bar did you all get drinks from?
We went to a bunch of them, and I don't even remember all of them. We started at McDinton's, and mm-hmm. then we went to, like, Ruby's Elixir, and just, I can't remember. There was probably four bars.
Oh.
Maybe five.
And did y'all have drinks at each one?
Yeah.
Okay. What time was this spanning from?
From, like, 10 until,
like, 4 a.m.?
No, like, 1:30.
Wow. So ooh. You're going to bars, getting drinks, laughing. Are you doing the flirty, like, ha? And then,
I'm
like,
sure I
he's
was.
Like touching the small of your back.
Yes, he did.
And you're uh-oh. Like, oh. So then, what happens then after all that? Because I feel like you have this tension. It's like building, 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 building.
Yeah.
And then, did you like go behind a dumpster?
No!
Go in the alley?
Yeah, did you?
No.
Do a little sucky, sucky?
We.
A little filly, filly? A little handy, handy? Oh, hey, hey.
ZJ?
Yeah.
What's that?
If you don't know, you can't afford it.
Oh. What the hell?
It's from a movie.
Okay. We made out, like, in the middle of the street, pretty much.
You made out in the middle of the street.
Well, I mean, on the sidewalk. It wasn't in the street. But, like, they were, the first was, like, in a bar, and then it was, like, in the middle of the street. And then we, like, found these seats outside of, where's that bar that has, like, a birdcage outside of it in downtown St. Pete?
Is it...
It's down from where Sweet Six used to be. It's by $5, but it's not $5. There's like a bathtub in there. That one.
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like
red inside.
Yes. It's like the staging area for the drunks at the end of the night. And there were chairs outside, and we just sat on these chairs and we made out some more.
Mandarin Hyde?
Mandarin Hyde. Mandarin Hyde, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
So you were like a college girl.
Pretty much.
Making out
yes.
in front on Central Avenue
yes.
in the chairs.
Is it? Yeah.
Now, when you say making out, I mean, is this like, ooh, like your lips, or is this like your tongue was in his mouth?
You know, just making out. I don't know. Stop.
Did he lick your teeth?
No, I don't think he licked my teeth. I knew I loved you before I met you. Stop it. Would you stop playing this?
If he's listening to this, what about next time? Maybe a teeth lick.
Oh,
you can just throw that in there.
I do like a good teeth lick.
A good teeth lick.
But you have to work up to that, though. Like, that's not okay. something that you can do just right off the bat.
Now, when you're
How
drunk.
How do you work up to a teeth
I
lick?
I don't know. Ryan, you, it just happens.
You lick their lips first, oh, and lips, then you go like, to the teeth.
Like, and you have to be further into it. Okay, I can't explain it. It's whatever. I see the missing.
I feel like we're seeing love here unfold at the beginning.
Let me, don't, please don't jump this gun.
I'm not.
Because that's always the problem with you. You do this bullshit.
Scare them away.
Miguel is like, goes on one date with someone and he's like, I think I love them and I want to move in with them and
that,
have kids.
I think that one time, like right before you ever like get married again or something, they're just going to be like, all right, I have this one condition. You know that guy Miguel? He's like always tagging along and
mm-hmm.
oh
you're like
God.
That friend.
I'm always peeking through the bushes. I'm
oh
like, what's
God.
Going on, girl?
Would you stop it?
So you all are making out. When you're drunk and you're making out.
Yeah.
Hands just don't stay stationary.
Oh God.
Hands tend to wander.
Sure.
Where did your hands wander? Did they wander on the top of his pants?
No, there was nothing inappropriate, to be honest.
Did they go down his
no,
pants?
No, we
did
were in
you?
Public!
They were right on the sidewalk.
Did you feel the size of his...
No, I didn't. I have no idea. Okay? So,
okay.
I really,
were you, like,
pressed
up against each other?
No.
Feeling it?
No, because we were sitting on chairs.
Oh, okay. So, uh-huh.
So, and, like, we... It just,
there's no, like, body-to-body contact?
I mean... Not really, not a lot. So it was actually, honestly, like pretty PG making out. There okay. was not like handsy.
Okay, but where were your hands as
like,
you're making out?
On his
out?
Face and in his hair.
On his face? That's really intimate.
Maybe next time you can go to like a formal, like a semi-formal dinner where there's like dancing afterwards.
Dancing?
So you know he's in like some kind of loose fitting slacks. And then when you dance... You can feel how big it is.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, like, I'm not worried about it. I'm.
you know.
I know. No one I know.
Okay, so what breaks up this makeout session on Central
Avenue?
The fact
that we were like, holy shit, we're making out on Central Avenue. Maybe we should go. Maybe it's time to wrap this evening up.
Yikes.
And so in the middle of all that, I had, speaking of NBT earlier, I had these passes to NBT because I was kind of planning on going.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, would you want to go if I go tomorrow?
Now, this is you at the end of the date after the makeout session.
It was in the middle of
the middle. This is before you got drunk and made out.
Yeah. So okay. He was like, actually, yeah. And so then as we were making out, he was like, because long story, but basically he indicated, why don't we hang out both nights? And I was like, okay, let's do that. So then we were like, okay, we're going to go to NBT. So then we go, he takes me, we go home separately, mm-hmm. obviously. And then,
It's not obviously, by the
no,
way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not. You could have gone to his house.
I could have. We didn't. I went home. We went home separately. That was it.
You got in your Uber and went home, and he got in his, and you went home.
Correct.
And he went home.
Everybody got in their Ubers and went home.
Okay.
So the next morning, it was like 1:00 in the afternoon. I texted him and I was like, hey, if you still want to go to NBT, let me know. And he was like, yeah, let me get myself around and then I'll text you and I'll let you know. And I was like, cool. So then I didn't hear from him until 5-6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little hungover.
Mm.
So I didn't know how he was feeling, but the thought, and this is the problem, like when you're older, you get hungover and it kind of stays with you all day.
Right.
So I was fine. I wasn't like sick or anything. But the thought of getting dressed up and going all the way out to the amphitheater and parking and making my way inside and then dealing with all these screaming people and loud music, I was like, I don't think I can do it.
Oh.
So I texted him at like 6 and I was like, hey, I don't know how you're feeling about NBT. Like I'm not sure I really want to make the trek over there,
right.
But I'd still like to see you because we already sort of made the plans. So mm-hmm. would something more low key be okay? And he's like, yes. So then we decided dinner and a movie.
Oh, okay. So where was dinner?
It was at BJ's. What's that place called?
BJ's.
BJ's Steakhouse, like, yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
You went to BJ's?
And P Park?
No, it wasn't the P Park one. It was up at Countryside.
Because
that's more equidistant.
When you said low key, he maybe meant Netflix and chill.
Can I just be honest about him, though? I think he's, like, super respectful and, like, was not thinking of Netflix and chilling with me. Like, he genuinely wanted to get to know me.
Everybody's and, like, thinking about it, Holly. Come on.
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
You could be, yeah, you're, like, I'm that. Like, I could be respectful.
Yeah.
But everybody's thinking about
it. Oh. I don't know. I don't know these things. Like,
right,
I,
Miguel?
I agree with Ryan on this one. Like, he really.
It's always in the back of the mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But he didn't bring it up.
Well, you know what? This is where I will give him credit. He's very smart that he is setting it up for success because he's wooing you with your mind. So then.
Well, that's good. That's not his like end goal. And you know that.
So. Right. And that's the thing. Like most dudes that have hit me up in this, you know, time period that I have been single, like you can pretty much tell that they just want to get in your pants.
Right.
And I get that.
Right. And he wants to, but he's sort of laying the foundation for it to be like really good. And to like let it be not just physical but emotional as well.
Oh my Jesus.
So how was the second dinner? Was the chemistry still there?
Yeah, I think we were both feeling a little rough because he was like, I said, I hope you, because then I thought, you know, I get cool shit like being able to go to NBT like a lot. And so other people don't necessarily have that opportunity. So then I started to feel really bad. And I'm like, I hope you didn't mind that we didn't go. He's like, no, actually, I was really glad that you said that. Because I guess he was hungover that day too.
Okay.
So that was fine. Dinner went really well. And that's the dinner that I realized, like, he's really smart.
Oh.
And like, I got a little nervous because I'm like, I don't know if I'm the smart. And like, usually not to be like, I'm so smart, but like, I'm the smart one.
Holly's like, I'm always so smart.
I didn't. That's exactly what I said I didn't say.
I'm so smart.
I'm not that smart. I sometimes am, I have a thought.
I see you judging people's grammar on Facebook.
What I'm curious about, when you first met up at BJ's, BJ's.
Yeah, I got it.
Was there a hug and a kiss, or what was the first greeting like?
No, it was a hug.
A hug? So there was no kiss?
No.
Okay.
So then after that, we went to go see the movie.
And what movie did you all see?
We saw Moana.
What is that?
That Disney movie.
Okay. So after.
Because he really likes Disney Pixar, and I do too.
Okay, I'm rolling my eyes at this. After.
Did you guys make out during the Disney movie?
No.
did his fingers travel anywhere?
Did he pull the old popcorn trick?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm telling you, and this is why I was like, I don't think he even wanted a Netflix and chill, because it was just straight up like watching the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Except.
What?
We did kiss in the parking lot.
Did his hands travel this time?
No. They didn't. Like, did your he was like hands travel? In my hair, which is amazing.
Oh, ooh. Wait, in your hair?
Yeah.
A little grabby.
Wait. So he's pulling your head to his, and his hands are like. And you're doing,
or is
like,
he like doing a little massage action?
No. It was just like you know, you kind of go in the hair a little bit.
Holly,
with
do
hand.
It to Ryan's hair. I need to see what this. Do it to Ryan's.
No, it's gonna look what I look like doing my hands in some dude's hair.
Well, Ryan, do it to. I need to know.
Come
looks
over
like.
Here. Come
go
here.
Over there, Ryan. I need to see what this looks like.
Come here. Oh, all I right. feel really uncomfortable. Okay. So, like, you're whatever, and then, like, you want me to show you what he did to me or what I did to him?
No, Ryan, show me what he did to do it to Holly.
He doesn't know!
I don't know what he did.
Okay, do it. Okay, Holly, do it to Ryan so then he can do it to you. Okay. I need to see.
Then who's going to do it to Miguel?
Nobody.
And I'd like to point out this is a podcast with no video.
I know. This is for my own personal pleasure.
So, like, when I'm doing it, uh-huh. I do this little, like, you know, up the
your
back of the.
Your hands are going up to the back,
like,
of his
yeah,
head.
And then
yeah.
You kind of get a little tug right there.
A little tug on
and
the hair.
And then, like, he's in here. Like, he's, like, doing the brush away.
And this is as you're kissing.
Yes. And he's, like, okay. doing his brush away with, like, this, you know.
Okay. So he's brushing away in the side and then kind of caressing the back of the head.
In. Yes.
Okay.
It's really nice.
Now, Ryan, do it to Holly.
I like, put his arm around my waist. I was like, ooh.
Now, and then did he pull you in for a kiss?
Well, no, we were already kissing, and then he, like, kind of just a little pulled me a little bit.
Holly, did your neck get really red and hot during this session?
Probably.
If he would have suggested that you all either A, do it in his car, or B, go back to his house to do it, would you have?
I don't know. Like, I think I'm trying to take it slow.
But would you have it if he would have asked?
No, you know what? No, because it was really late. Like, we went to the late movie and we didn't get out until midnight.
Oh.
So I did. It was there was no time.
In the car, there's plenty of time.
I would not have done it in the car. I don't really want to do it in the car. Like, I am grown.
Holly said those days are over. That's
they
not
really
like
are.
When I was.
Like, anybody that ever got a car, something, like, they consider yourself lucky. It's not happening no more.
So after two nights of making out and connecting, do we have a love connection here?
I think you can't use that word.
Do we have a like connection here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I really like him.
Do we have a lust connection?
I see, this is the thing. I think so. Because I actually am not used to going slow. That makes me sound like a whore. But I'm not.
Wow.
Well, haven't been in the dating game for a long time.
Right.
Keep that in mind. So, right. Like, when the last time I actually, like, went out on real dates was with my ex-husband. Mm. And that was, we were young, so it wasn't the same at all.
Right.
So, yes, the answer to that question is yes. I think there's a lust connection. Like, I definitely want to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, interested to go to the next step. But, like, I'll take my time. So I'm not going to try to rush it.
So what's next for you two? What happens now?
Third base?
We're having lunch today.
You're having lunch today?
Wow.
You haven't said anything all day.
I know. I was going to save it for the podcast.
Wow. Wow, that's a record.
No, I know.
From 0 to 100.
Wow. So what time is lunch and where is it?
It's like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I don't know yet.
So, Holly.
I like spending time with him.
When are you two going to do it?
I don't know.
Are we going to know when it happens?
Would you like me to alert you?
Yes, okay. I need the freaking bat signal to go up in the air when it
Miguel
happens.
Needs a text. Like,
seriously,
before, like, it's about to go down.
I need to know so I can just prepare
you just
myself.
You just text us, Boom City.
Boom City.
That's what one of my buddies texts me every time.
What?
He'll just send a text to the group chat. It says Boom City.
And that means he's about to have sex with some girl?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Would you like me to group text you all and just say Boom City?
He always sends a Snapchat of her sleeping afterwards.
Oh my God! Holy shit! That's terrible! I don't want anybody snapping me while I'm sleeping. Sending it to a group.
Boom City!
This is why I didn't date for a long time.
Is she naked in these pictures normally, whoever this girl is?
No, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just like her sleeping. Wow. The back of her head or something. I don't know.
Boom City. All right, Holly, so you have to let us know when it happens.
Okay.
So you're having lunch today, and then what's going to follow that?
I don't know.
How much time do you guys have after lunch?
He has to go back to work. He has like a normal job.
Okay. I mean, is he on like just an hour lunch break?
Mm-hmm.
Can he make a little exception? A little 15-minute extension?
I don't know.
Extension?
And even if he could, I don't want... Now that all this has happened, I don't want the first time to be a 15-minute lunch break extension.
I mean, are you expecting like candles and stuff and...
No.
Rose petals?
Absolutely not. But I think it deserves more than 15 minutes in a damn car. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I'm excited for you, Holly.
I'm excited.
This is excellent. So we need to come up with a name for him because we don't know his name.
No, I don't want to, you know, because anytime we do anything like this, Miguel, when you were in the dating game, like, we don't throw anybody under the bus.
No, that's why we give them a code name. So we need to come up with a code name because obviously we're going to be talking about this dude for a little bit here and hopefully for a long time afterwards. So he needs a code word. So what area of business does he do?
Well, he's a writer.
He's a writer.
But he really likes sports.
He's a writer.
He used to be a reporter for like sports teams and stuff. But he writes like he's a content provider for these different blogs and websites and such.
And you said he's really smart.
Yeah.
So something like,
I don't know, he has his master's in like creative writing.
Oh, he has his master's degree?
Yeah.
Girl, he real smart, honey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey. We need to come back to the drawing board. Well, here's what we'll do is everybody has to come with two different names of what we can call him.
We have homework about him?
We do. We have homework about him. So we can, next podcast, we will. Maybe we'll do one at the end of the week.
If you listen and you have any suggestions, please feel free to message them to us.
Yes, please. Because, like, we call, obviously, my boyfriend Hot Teacher.
Yeah.
Hot Teacher.
How come we never came up with a name for Ryan's girlfriend?
Because he like barely talks about it.
I know, he never
Anytime
does.
I try to talk about his girlfriend, he gets all cagey.
Clams up.
He's like, who?
Well, and also, Ryan's one of those people that calls his girlfriend the girlfriend.
Because I don't have a name for her.
Like,
here.
That's like you're out in the sticks in West Virginia.
We haven't made up a name. So it's just the girlfriend. The GF.
Oh, my goodness.
We had to think about that one.
Okay. Put some thought into it.
Message us if you have one, a good name for him. All right. Well, that's about it for the podcast. We're all done.
I'm sorry that my like dating weekend just took up the whole podcast.
No, it's fine. I mean, I really didn't do anything super exciting.
Oh, wait.
Exciting.
No, you did.
No. What?
You've been a ghost.
Oh, yes. I was banned from Facebook this weekend.
Yeah.
I was banned for posting on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page our carpool karaoke video.
Where we played songs from the radio.
Yes.
In a video and sang to them like literally every other video on Facebook.
It's very upsetting and maddening because I've been blocked from Facebook for 3 days. And that happened Friday. It's now Monday. And I won't get to post on Facebook or like or comment on anything until about 3 or 4 o'clock today. So it's just been, I feel like I've been a ghost in a world where I've been watching people live their life and I've just been out on the outside.
Looking in, not even able to throw a like on anything.
No, I can, and it's really frustrating. So I've been on Snapchat a lot this weekend and Instagram and Twitter, and I just feel like I don't feel fulfilled. Like I had a bunch of events go down this weekend and I couldn't post about it on Facebook and give proper shouts to whatever I needed.
Did they even happen if you didn't post them on Facebook?
No, it's not like it used to be where stuff would happen and then... We were talking about this at one of the events I went to, how back in the day when you'd have a digital camera and you would like take pictures for like a couple of weeks.
And you'd show your friends.
Yeah. And then you'd dump them all on Facebook 2 weeks later.
Oh, on Facebook.
And be like, yeah, because like all of my albums.
I'm thinking
back
about before Facebook.
Oh,
when you just like people come over and you pictures see and you pictures on your computer with your friends.
Right. Yeah, you just show off the camera.
We didn't even do that. I'm trying to think. I didn't get a digital camera until Facebook. Because then it was like I had a place to show them.
Yeah.
Because before that, I mean,
I would do the same thing, take a bunch of pictures and make little albums.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What are you looking at?
Oh, I see. It said it looked like the Dove was off the air.
Oh.
That's why it was flashing. I was like, but I think it was just a really quiet song. Silver Bells by Gloria Estefan. Is that a slow?
I don't know. Gloria Estefan can put a little salsa heat in anything.
I was just making sure I didn't press anything and the station went off the air.
No kidding.
So yeah, but I'll be back on Facebook here by 3 o'clock. So cool. I'm gonna old school it and like post all my pictures from the weekend.
3 o'clock, people might have forgotten about you by then.
They will. Yeah, people probably already unfriended me on Facebook.
Miguel. Oh. R.I.P.
Sorry, Miguel.
It's fine.
You coming back today though? Strong. I'll better be than ever.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, what's gonna be your first post?
I've actually been thinking about that.
I knew
you've been thinking about it. How did I know?
Yeah.
You're like
so
sitting there. You have your post from the last 3 days just crafted, scheduled for the rest of the week.
Did you see what our friend from Panama City, Chaz, posted about you? And it was so spot on.
No, I didn't.
It's because I posted about this whole incident on Friday, because I was angry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he commented, he was like the first person to comment, and he just really pegged you. He said, I said, you know, Miguel's been banned from Facebook. And he goes, did he spoil Titanic for someone that hadn't seen the movie yet? The ship sinks and Rose couldn't scoot over even a little. She kills Leo because she's lazy. And then he goes, little asterisk, just trying to lighten the mood because I know he's probably boiling with rage or furiously destroying leftovers or flipping a tire at his CrossFit box. Like, how good did he peg you?
Pretty much.
That's you.
Yes. That is me, and I was doing both of those things.
Yeah. So
while I was upset, I have a couple of options for my first post. I actually, on my laptop at home, I have three different windows open with Facebook where I've been crafting what the first post was gonna be.
You actually All right. opened up three separate windows.
Yes, I have options.
So we'll just have to wait and see it.
Yeah, you'll have to wait to see it 3 or 4. We'll just say 4 o'clock just to be safe. So
holy moly.
All right, well, I have to get to the doctor because I have to find out what's wrong with my sinus infection here, why I sound like this.
Yeah.
All right, well, we are done for the day. We will see you next week or later this week. Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly for pretty much everything.
Ryan?
Radio McGibb, MCGIB.
And my name is Miguel Fuller. You can find me everywhere at Miguel Fuller, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. You can also find the Uncensored Podcast at hot1015tampabay.com and on the Hot 101.5 app and on iTunes. Just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. And when you do, hit subscribe and rate us. Bye. Oh, wait. I have to press a button. There we go.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.